All right, now let's take number two, and this is the main thing I want to talk to you about. A roller coaster equals a suppressed person in that person's vicinity. In other words, roller coaster, PTS. If a person roller coasters, it's PTS. A PTS is connection with a suppressive. I'll give you the exact mechanics of it. I'll let you sort them out on your own time. And that's postulate, counterpostulate, is the anatomy of a problem. And this belongs, in actual fact, at grade one. And it's just this, postulate, counterpostulate. Postulate versus postulate. That is the definition and the anatomy of a problem. And there is no other definition to a problem. There can be several counterpostulates. There can be several going out like this, but that makes several problems. The central problem is always postulate, counterpostulate. So the guy has had a purpose in life and somebody has suppressed it. Or a guy has had a purpose over a 24-hour period and somebody suppressed that purpose. In other words, his purpose was his postulate. The other person saying he couldn't do it was the counterpostulate. Do you follow? So that is simply the anatomy of a problem. It belongs at grade one. And there is no other reason for roller coaster. This is the no other data I'm giving you. There just is no other datum. People don't roller coaster because they got into an engram. People don't roller coaster because the auditor misread the action. People don't roller coaster because his father was a Methodist and has been dead since birth. Do you understand? So don't, as a review auditor, ever fall for 2 seconds for any other reason for a roller coaster than postulate, counter postulate. There isn't any other reason. Now, SP is a version of this. It's a version of a problem, and it's a specialized kind of problem, and that is what causes the roller coaster. The individual has run into a postulate, counterpostulate since his last improvement, which makes him a potential trouble source. Potential trouble source means the case is going to go up and fall down, and he's a trouble source because he's going to get upset. He's a trouble source because he's going to make trouble. And he's a trouble for the auditor, and he's trouble for us, and he's trouble for himself, and so forth. And he really does make trouble. That's very carefully named. The SP isn't making trouble. See? He's just poisoning the whole universe, you know. But he isn't making trouble. He's just going, squash. Do you see? Anybody says anything to him, squash, you see. It's the PTS who makes the trouble. Do you see this? Now, this is the whole backbone of ethics, and there isn't anything more to ethics than this basic purpose of ethics, is ethics exists to get tech in. If you ever see ethics being put in but throws tech out, then ethics is being used in a suppressive fashion. Now, the only way you could use ethics suppressively is use it in such a way that it threw tech out, because the purpose of ethics is to put tech in. If you've got ethics, you can get tech in. You carry on ethics long enough to get tech in. And that's all the longer you carry it. But in the process of getting tech in, you very often will run into a roller coaster. And that is, the case worsens after it improves, as easily as that. The case did all right in yesterday's session, comes to this session, falls on his head. That's a roller coaster. And there's no other cause for it. See, the postulate, counter-postulate. You'll see a process come out, and an HCOB come out on a process that will be called search and discovery. And search and discovery is just to find the purposes, to find the suppressions the person has had in life. And one of the broad ways of finding it, unfortunately, will make a problem's release in minutes. You say, what has been your main purpose in life? Thank you very much. Who posed it? Thank you very much. And in a large percentage of cases, problems relief. Do you understand? It'd be an interesting percentage on which this would occur. course, the person doesn't know about problems. They aren't cleaned up about problems worth a nickel, but they'll go release on the subject of problems, and they'll stay released. And now you try to run problems on them, and you're going to get a high TA. Do you see? They've solved all their problems. The way you solve a problem is to find the source of the counterpostulate. You find the source of the counterpostulate. That's the way to solve a problem. Now, man gets solutions to problems. In other words, he leaves the counterpostulate and his own postulate in place, not knowing the definition of a problem, and then solves the resulting collision, as in dialectic materialism. You want to read that someday? That's very interesting. It's The Anatomy of a Problem Gone Mad. Any idea is the product of two forces, is the backbone of it. It's quite interesting. It's a current philosophy. But in actual fact, that's based on a problem. Two forces going together make a squash. So therefore, that's it. Now, if you want to really solve a problem and see it solve in the physical universe and have an awful lot of fun with it, then you had certainly better look over the whole perimeter of counterpostulates. What is the source of the problem? And if you hit it right, if you have got a problem with Joe Jinks and he's in Toronto, Canada, if you hit it right, don't be surprised if you get a phone call from Joe Jinks telling you the problem is all solved. It happens routinely and constantly. And I had to run down what process was it that was causing this phenomenon, because we ran into the problem very often. We run problems of comparable magnitude on a PC and an HGC or an ACC or something like this, and the next thing you know, their long-lost husband or something that they'd had such awful problems with this very sweetness in life. Do you follow? You see, the problem evaporated. But the funny part of it is, in the physical universe, it'll also evaporate for the other person sometimes. So that's quite interesting, and that's very interesting for you to know that in connection with ethics, because when you see that the disconnection or the handle or disconnect causes an enormous problem for the person or for the other person from whom they are disconnecting, you have invariably found the wrong person. Now, ethics, the policy letter that moved them over to suppress these must be located by review, and that's where you're coming in, and that's why I'm talking to you. We're not permitting ethics anymore to locate suppressive persons. They're going to be located by review auditors in regular session. Do you see that? Because ethics just flubs it too often. They're not equipped for auditing and so forth. They're interested in justice and that sort of thing, and they don't go ahead with it and do a good job of it. So, therefore, anybody walking into ethics who is PTS, who is roller coastered and so forth, is sent to review, and that is the root. Actually, an HGC auditor should send directly to review, and then review sends to ethics. Ethics has to have some notation of this. That's the only reason they go to ethics after review. You see? Because when they're sent to, when somebody says, well, this person is PTS and so forth, you could send them directly, don't you see, over to ethics and then to review in all cases. But I know very well that if one of your examiners was to find a PTS, and know very well that that examiner would inevitably and invariably send that person directly to review, wouldn't send them to ethics. Why? Review's closer. You see? So after the person has been found a roller coaster and then review cleans up the SP, why, they can go over to ethics and get a statement of handle or declare, don't you see? But it's all cleaned up. They're not any longer, they're not even vaguely worried about it. You see? Now that's the way it's going to be handled, and that's the change of route. So therefore, I'm briefing you, and the reason why I've called you in is just to give you this datum and just tell you that although around you'll hear occasionally that there are other reasons for roller coaster, that's for the birds. That's not true. There are no other reasons for roller coaster than PTS. And PTS is the manifestation of a postulate counterpostulate. Now you notice that I haven't said how long. You know, the person didn't have to be a PTS for 2.5 years before he became up to review's attention, I mean to the attention of ethics. He might have only been PTS for 20 minutes. And it's very interesting that you can overrun a person who's trying to tell you he's already gone release, and the person becomes a PTS. Who's the suppressive? Isn't that interesting? Of course, the suppressive, it's merely a suppressive action. You don't declare the auditor a suppressive person. Do you follow? You don't have to then go through the endless action of the PC must separate from the auditor and disconnect, and that's a lot of balderdash, isn't it? But still the mechanics are there. Roller coaster? PTS. Well, just who, where, how, what? And that's your job in review. Now, you can use listing. You can list the person's purposes. What purpose of yours has been thwarted? I mean, unfortunately, in handling this, you're going to have some releases on your hands. But watch it. Get them declared when they occur. That's a grade one release. Now, don't let somebody shake you off of this datum that a roller coaster is a PTS. And the definition of PTS is connected to a suppressive person or action. See? Person or action. A guy can inadvertently suppress something. You're driving down the road and somebody steps out in front of your car. Believe me, when you hit him, you suppressed him. You certainly didn't intend to, and that doesn't make you a suppressive person. Do you follow? So just looking at this from straight technical mechanics and so forth, a roller coaster, PTS. Now, if that PTS is not handled, a person does become then a trouble source. And PTS, very well named. You overrun somebody, oh boy, you're going to have trouble. They're going to make trouble. There's going to be all kinds of trouble. What's your main consideration then in handling anybody sent to you from ethics or from the HGC in the review? Your main consideration is promptly and immediately, this person has been up against a suppressive action or person. And don't go nutty and try to do ARC breaks on them and sympathize with how badly they've been hit. Nothing like that. All you've got to do is find the suppressive person. Now, the person may have only been suppressive for 5 minutes. Or the person might have been suppressive for a lifetime. But you will find the right one, and instantly the good indicators will come in, and watch it, because you're liable to make a release right at that moment. Now also watch it, that by getting off the SP, you rehabilitate the state of release which was being overrun. You see now, the person came into you with a high TA. And all of a sudden you recognize the person is PTS also. Do you follow? Person felt better, now feels worse. Well, your action is to locate the suppressive action of a person, of course. But you might have the high TA because the person's had an overrun on a process. But it's still a suppressive action. See, completely aside from rehabilitating the process, what have you got? Now, a suppressive person is not somebody with horns. It's a person who has had a counterpostulate to the PC you are handling. But a suppressive person who is routinely suppressive in life, invalidating of Scientology and trying to keep people from getting well and that sort of thing, is a social menace. Now, he's the problem of ethics. Your problem in review is to find him. And if it's just a momentary suppression and so forth, you don't go declaring somebody suppressive because he accidentally overran the PC, and the PC said, I feel good now, and I don't want to answer any more auditing commands. Well, you'd better answer this next auditing command. Well, I don't want to answer any more auditing command. Well, you'd better answer this next auditing command. The person will now behave to some degree on the basis of PTS. You not only have got an overrun release, or something of that sort, is lurking around there, but you, in addition to that, have a PTS. Do you follow? So both of those actions would have to be handled. But please, please don't let somebody shake this datum for you. Because when they can't find the SP by any means, then they will drop the datum. Do you see? They drop the datum, huh? They say, well, all right, It was because he ate bananas last night. Well, I'm afraid that somebody in auditing wouldn't roller coaster if he just ate some bad bananas last night. He's not roller coastering in auditing, so he doesn't feel so well this morning. Well, he knows damn well what did it. If you wanted to be an absolute perfectionist on this, you could say, well, who insisted you ate the bananas? Don't you see? And probably at that moment, why his tummy ache would go. But that sort of thing is too minor. We're talking about a real honest-to-God roller coaster, see? The person was doing fine, and they audited in London, doing fine, appears here, doing badly. Oh, boy, that's a roller coaster. He signs all over the wall, that's roller coaster. Don't you see? Did all right last week, isn't doing well this week. Well, that's a roller coaster. And always there is a suppressive action or person. Invariably, inevitably. And review's job then, when somebody sends to review a PTS, is to find that. Now review also, as I told you, may find also an overrun. May find two things while looking for one. The only mistake you can make is two things being present, find the wrong one and say the person is now okay when the other one still has to be handled. So you'd handle both of them. If two things are wrong, you'd handle both things. The person has had an overrun and is also a PTS from some other course or source.